Today is Monday, August 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So over the weekend, I was supposed to get my hair cut, which is a laborious process. We won't go into any details about that, but it's a laborious process in which I have to drive 5 hours one way to St. Louis, and I have to, you know, I don't know, go in and they have to unbolt things and unzip tie things and, you know, use a heat gun. And no, I'm just kidding. That, none of that. But I do have to drive 5.5 hours, and there is a bit of ceremony involved. Probably not ceremony. Ceremony is probably the wrong word. But anyway, I was supposed to do that this weekend, but my appointment, for some reason, you know, they stopped seeing people for 2 or 3 months during the beginning of all the COVID stuff. And they started back, and it was very hard to get an appointment when they opened back up, because all of the hairstylists were doing limited hours, and they basically, you know, only were working certain days. And because I have to drive 5 hours, I was only doing it on the weekends. I was only going on Saturdays, and I need to go once a month. And it was really difficult. So I, for some reason, scheduled an appointment at 9 a.m. with my hairstylist. And when I saw that, I was like, normally if I have an early appointment, Mark and I will just get a hotel room, and on Friday night after work, we'll drive either halfway or all the way. We'll stay in a hotel room, and then we'll get up, you know, in the morning and then drive the rest of the way. And the thing is, we didn't want to do that this time because we haven't stayed in a hotel since all the COVID stuff, and I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure nice hotels disinfect their rooms and there's nothing to worry about, you know, and all that kind of stuff, but we haven't done it yet, and so we're not sure if we want to do that. And I didn't want to leave at 3 in the morning, basically. I mean, I would have to get up at 3, leave at 3:30 to give myself plenty of time if I need to stop to pee or if there's traffic or anything like that. I need to leave myself about 5.5 hours. And so I called them and I'm like, hey, is there any way that we can move it? And they said, yeah, but she's only, the earliest she's available is on Tuesday. Well, I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and do that. Because another problem, and this is not really a problem, but another thing we're running into with COVID, because there's nothing to do for vacation, there's no, you know, you really want to avoid traveling and like airplanes and hotels and restaurants and any place where there'd be a lot of people gathered together. There aren't, you know, there's not a whole lot to do at the moment unless you want to go camping by yourself, like, you know, not with other people. That we're both going to have a lot of PTO, a lot of paid time off days, a lot of vacation days from our company that may end up not getting used. And so I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it on a Tuesday. No problem. I'll take the day off work. I'm also taking my birthday off. I'm not trying to advertise my birthday, but my birthday is the day before that. I also decided to take time off on that day as well and just do nothing, do whatever I want during the day. And so I decided, you know what, I'll take both of those days off and I'll go get my hair cut the next day. So what I decided is, because I'm going to have like 25 vacation days that I really don't know what to do with, because there's going to be no traveling. You know, I don't even know for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and my mom may be really unhappy about this, but I'm not really looking forward to getting together with the 50 or 60 family members that I have. I don't know where they've been. I don't know who they've been seeing. I don't know like what possible COVID tracing that might, you know, have gone on. So I don't even know for Christmas and Thanksgiving, but I am going to go ahead and take off a week for Thanksgiving and Christmas just to use those days. I don't know what I'm going to do, but, you know, and Mark and I are going to, we're probably going to rent an RV of some sort, like one of the smaller ones, and do something where we're driving and just take a week off work and drive, maybe even take Sydney with us and just stop at campgrounds and stuff like that. I don't know. We're going to do something. We're going to figure something out. But I decided I was going to have plenty of PTO days. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to do my haircuts during the week for the next, you know, 3 or 4 months until the end of my year, which is the end of January for my company, until my PTO resets, because that'll also use extra PTO days. And the thing is, my weekends are always so busy with podcasting and other things that taking an entire day, because it's like a 12-hour, 5 hours there, an hour to get my hair cut, usually stopping to eat on the way back, another 5 hours back. It's, you know, 11, 12, 13 hours, and then, you know, the day is over. You leave at 7 or 8 in the morning, you're back at 8 or 9 in the evening, and that's it. Your day is completely shot. So I'm going to do those during the week. So anyway, bottom line is I called and I rescheduled that one. And so on Saturday, we had a Pokemon event. And so a lot of the day was spent like just sitting on the couch, because they've now made Pokemon so during COVID so that you can do stuff from home. And so Magikarps was the community day. And I don't have any shiny Magikarps, or I didn't have any shiny Magikarps. And I was determined. And if you don't play Pokemon, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's shiny is a rare version of the Pokemon that's a different color. And if you're, and one of the main things I like about the Pokemon game is collecting them. So when you catch them, you're collecting them. And so you want to add them to your collection. And shiny ones are always rare and hard to find. But on community days, it's easier to get shinies. And, you know, they release more shinies on community day, but also you just, it's a extended period of time where they're guaranteeing that those Pokemon are going to show up. I know I'm really boring some people who don't play Pokemon, but anyway, so I was able to catch some shiny Magikarp for those of you who do play Pokemon, so I'm happy about that. But I was also setting up my studio because, as you all know, I've always wanted to be a YouTube star, and I've never really done it. I mean, I did release, there was a short period of time where this very podcast was released on YouTube in a video form. And I mean, I was back when I was younger, and I tried to do it shirtless a couple of times and, you know, trying to look sexy and whatever, and I don't know. But anyway, regardless, the shenanigans you get into when you're younger. But anyway, so Daniel had mentioned, we're doing this new, so we're going to release as part of Mix Minus, which is our new podcast that you can get to at mixminuspodcast.com. We're going to do a video recap, or a video version of our recap of Lower Decks, which is the new Star Trek cartoon on CBS All Access. And I was like, oh, perfect opportunity to buy some new equipment because, you know, we all know that one day I'm going to be a famous YouTube star. No, I'm never going to be a famous. But anyway, so I bought all this stuff. Well, I needed to completely reconfigure my studio to set up the lights and the new camera that I bought and all of this stuff. And I had all these ambitions of like doing all this cable management. Y'all, my cables look like a bunch of snakes under my desk right now. I'm going to do it, but I just ran out of time because I was trying to get everything set up. And then Mark and I still do what we call restaurant of the week, but, you know, we have it delivered. And so we had a restaurant, and I found a new one that we've never tried. It was okay. Well, I mean, it was all right. But we had that delivered, and we ate. And then I did Mix Minus podcast with Daniel. So that was pretty much my day on Saturday. And we did both Mix Minus and our Lower Decks recap as well. And I did it on video. And I think I looked pretty good for a 40-some-odd-year-old man. And my studio was looking very fancy with my soundproofing, black and blue soundproofing material and my lights that I had set up and all that kind of stuff. So I was pretty pleased with that. But then on Sunday, I had so much to do because my stepdad had a birthday. I think he's 72. I want to say he turned 72. And he and I are only 10 days apart in our birthday, as I've mentioned before. And I believe both he and my mom are exactly 30 years older than me. And I'm going to be 42. So I'm pretty sure he's 72. But anyway, so we had invited my parents over for dinner because I had told them, nope. And I mentioned this on Friday's show. I think I'm like, I'm not going to go to a restaurant with you guys because COVID. So I'm like, but why don't you come over and eat? So they love Chinese food and we like Chinese food. So normally when they come over, I just order P.F. Chang's because it's easy. So I did that. But anyway, my day consisted of I had to mow the lawn and I had my battery ran out twice on my new lawnmower. Not really. So I switched. So the battery ran out and then I put in the smaller one that's used for the trimmer. And that one ran out within like 10 minutes because, you know, it's not really, doesn't really have enough juice to run the mower, even though it's the, they're all interchangeable. The smaller ones don't really run the mower for very long. The grass was a little wet, so the battery ran down faster than it should normally. Anyway, so I did that and I edged, I blew, I trimmed, I mowed. And it looks very nice, I might add. And then we worked out, we had lunch, we went and did our grocery shopping. And then even though I ordered the entrees, I made a dessert. So I made a cherry cobbler for my stepdad. He loves cherries. He really loves cherries. So I made a cherry cobbler. And it's the one, I'm sure I've told you guys this before, but I'm not a fan of the cobblers that put pie crust on top of them. I'm the fan of the one where it's a cakey cobbler, and you usually there's a batter that you make with flour, sugar, baking soda or baking powder, and you put it on the in the baking dish and you put the fruit on top of it, and when you bake it the fruit goes to the bottom and the good stuff rises to the top. Anyway, I gotta go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.